An independent audit of North Carolina's largest state employee association has found its former executive director spent nearly $500,000 for personal expenses that had nothing to do with the association's work. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
For 15 years, Dana Cope was the executive director of the State Employees Association of North Carolina, or SENIC. It's part of the Service Employees International Union and represents some 55,000 current and former state workers. Then, in February, Dana Cope resigned.
I have blurred the line between my personal life and my professional life.
The realization was prompted by a report in the News and Observer, which used internal documents to show Dana Cope was using fake invoices for SENIC funds to pay for personal expenses. Now we have a better idea of just how much he spent and on what. More than $94,000 billed to SENIC for landscaping work done at the group's headquarters. The independent audit found just $14,000 of that was legitimate. The remaining $80,000 deemed excessive by the auditors. That landscaping company was also doing work on Dana Cope's home. $21,000 of SENIC dues spent to send Cope to flying school. Cope claimed his excessive travel schedule meant this could actually save SENIC money. The auditors found no such savings and no reason these costs should be paid by SENIC. In fact, the audit questioned $55,000 of airline bills Cope charged to SENIC, including a $15,000 trip to China. That bill includes tickets for his wife and two children. The list goes on. $4,500 on a Hong Kong-based tailor, $6,000 on patio furniture, $15,000 at Best Buy, $2,000 on iTunes. All expenses deemed to be of no value to the association or lacking any documentation to justify the expense. The grand total for these expenses over 2 years, $494,000. Just before Cope resigned, SENIC blasted the original report by the News and Observer, saying an internal investigation by the group's board had cleared Cope of any wrongdoing. They had posted their findings on SENIC's website. That report has now been taken down. In a note to members, SENIC's new executive director writes, "The results of the audit are clear. Our former executive director, Mr. Dana Cope, grossly misused SENIC credit cards and misappropriated SENIC funds for personal gain." He added, "An effort to recoup all the funds is underway." For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.